الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن مع العسر يسرا، إن مع العسر يسرا. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Before we come on our subject that we want to discuss, just let us remind ourselves that we are in the month of Muharram, which is in this sequence here, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, Muharram, the last of the 3 months of Ashur-e-Hurum, the sacred months. And with regard to this month, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, the most beloved rozas to Allah Ta'ala fast after the rozas of Ramadan are the rozas of the month of Muharram. And in this month, every roza of this month is equal to 30 days rozas. So if we keep any one day in this whole month, 29, 30 days, whatever it might be, we keep a roza, we get the sawab of keeping 30 rozas. And then, of course, the rozas on the roza of the 10th is even more valuable, that the whole past year's minor sins are forgiven by keeping that roza. And we shouldn't, we should separate Khaliful Yahud wa Nasara, and not only keep on the 10th, but 9th and 10th, or 10 and 11th. Also, one very important point, just came to know of it today, somebody sent a clip yesterday or today, that on one occasion, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, asked his close associates who were with him in the beginning of Muharram, that who made Isale Sawab for the people of Karbala. Karbala was that battle where Hazrat Hussein, Hazrat Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was martyred, and in a very brutal way. And also, and the grandson of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the son of Sayyidatuna Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, and how much love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for them and for those children. And then those people who were with them, they were all innocent and mazloom. And we don't refresh our history when we read it. At that time we remember, but afterwards we forget. So all these people of Karbala have got a great right on the ummah who were massacred at that time. And so we should, so all kept quiet. Nobody made Isale Sawab. I think for myself, for all of us, think, did we ever make any Isale Sawab for the people of Karbala? And so then Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali reminded and said, it is my habit every year from the first of Muharram to make one Quran Sharif Sawab I send for the people of Karbala. So it's a reminder for us, and in that Allah Ta'ala, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, should also remind us, for sometimes send Isale Sawab, read 3 times Qul Wallah is one Quran Sharif Sawab for Ashabi Badr, for the people who took part in the Battle of Badr. Sometimes Ashabi Uhud, the people who took part in the Battle of Uhud. All different occasions for the Sahaba, the Tabi'een, Tabi Tabi'een, for the fuqaha, for the ulama, for the muhaddithin, sometimes by particular names. And this is one way that a person gets great spiritual elevation. Because when you make Isale Sawab for them, they make dua for you. Now if you get the dua of Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi, you get the dua of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi, how won't you progress spiritually? So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and set it out. We can't do all every day, but we have a certain time to make this Isale Sawab. In fact, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that we must make at least two rakats of Nafal Namaz exclusively for the Isale Sawab of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam is definitely not in need of our, what is the quality of our namaz. But at least we will be like that old lady when Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was being auctioneered in the markets of Egypt. So an old lady was also going, poor old lady, to buy him. So somebody said, where you stand a chance when the big ministers and the big people are going to bid? Where you stand a chance? Yeah, I know I don't stand a chance, but at least my name will come amongst those that also wanted to buy Yusuf alayhi salam. So at least our names can come in there. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah, to whatever fix our time and make our two rakats of namaz, read three times Qul huwa Allah, and for the various and the whole ummah, sometimes for our dada, our daddy, our father, mother, even if they are living. There are so many people, our asatiza, our mashayikh, our muhsineen, those who have done so many favors to us. The list can't end. And sometimes when you can't fall asleep, just keep on reading Qul huwa Allah three times and pass it to this person who comes to your mind. Sometimes to that person who comes to your mind. They get the sawab and they make dua for us. And their du'as elevate our position very greatly spiritually. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to keep the rozas also of this month of Muharram. And especially this year, Yawmul Khamis and Yawmul Jumu'ah, Thursday and Friday, the 9th and the 10th, preferably. Otherwise, the 10th and the 11th on Yawmul Jumu'ah and Yawmul Sabt. Friday and Saturday, whatever. Allah gives tawfiq. And it is nafal in any case, but it's very, very virtuous. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. When we sit and eat, and for example, if the chutney is not there, the achar is not there, the juice not there, then we complain. But that's also all nafal. The main is the food. And one food, one type of food. But we want so many varieties, and we want so many extras also. So our ibadat also, for Allah Ta'ala's sake, we should try and do as much as we can. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Our deen is complete and perfect. Every aspect is in there. The present conditions that we are facing. And there again, very sadly, I myself first have to think. Each one of us, we think for ourselves, what have I done with regard to the present condition? We speak about it, but what have I done? Read 500 times, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Who of us really did that? What durood e tunjina before and after? The problems are right facing us in the face, but what have we done? Who has made, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, Allah Ta'ala does not accept the dua of like unmindful dua. Like, for example, you're just rattling off the du'as, your heart is not in there. Your heart has to be in there. Even 1 minute du'a like that, which our Shaykh, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say, du'a, muraqabai du'a. That from your heart, that Ya Allah, these conditions which are facing the ummah, facing the people, for us now, it's not now only Gaza, or it's not only Sham, Syria, or it's not any other place only, it's right here. And already it's happening, how many places? But we just seem to be unmindful. And very sadly, at this time still, how many people are involved with the sports, with the soccer, who's winning, who's losing, all so many other things. There are so many other things that we are involved in. Whereas at this time, as ulama, Allah reward them, they have taught us, make etikaf in the masjid, go in jamaat, go in paddle jamaat, whatever. So anyway, our deen is a complete deen. And it has shown us what we must do. So, and in the ayat of the Quran Sharif, where Allah Ta'ala says, لِكُلِّنْ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا, that for all, not only this ummah, the ummahs of before also, for every ummah we make shir'a wa minhaja. Shir'a, that the ulama have explained, is shariat. The shariat, the laws of shariat. And minhaja is our islah in tazkiyah and nafs. So both those things Allah has made, and Allah has put, which we call deen. In everything comes under deen. So all this is in there. So how much of Shariat is in my life? My five times namaz, with Jamaat, my concentration, that is Minhaja, that how much of concentration I've got, how much of Deen is in my life. Like that we talk about Deen, etc. Like for example, about the people of Karbala. Now, as we are sitting, if anyone read three times, Qul Huwa Allah quietly and pass the sawab. Or tonight if we will do. Or when we get up, it's forgotten. We don't do anything about it. Not tomorrow, not the next day. It's just, we just came, we listened, and we met, and we heard the talk, and we've gone home again, and everything is over. But how much are we going to try and put it into practice? So all this is very, very important. So we must see now that in preparation of the present condition that we have to do what Shariat wants us to do. And that is we have to defend ourselves within our parameters. We should have to defend ourselves. And we have the protection. We arrange it that we are protected. And that is also necessary. And the other side, which the ulama, Allah reward them, many ulama have given advice us what we should be doing. For example, make the masjids abad. How much are we making the masjids abad? Giving sadaqah. Each one of us think that what sadaqah I have given today, yesterday, for the present conditions particularly. Generally for all waba and bala and problems, but what have I given? How much of tawbah istighfar have I made? And tawbah and istighfar are the words also, but not only the words. How much of, did I read 10 times tawbah istighfar? Did I read one tasbih? And just that is not also sufficient. The actual tawbah and istighfar, the genuine tawbah istighfar, who of us are doing that? And to give sadaqah, to what else Ulama are suggesting, make the masjids abad. And also very, very important, whether it is locally or foreign also, to ask the great pious people for du'as, and ask one another also to make du'as. Du'as are very, very necessary for the present condition. But how much time am I personally spending in du'a and asking Allah Ta'ala to save us from this conditions which are here? Or are we just sitting like sitting ducks and we just waiting? And also it is not enough just to do all these amal. We must do them. But the other preparation also which is necessary for our defense, etc. If we are attacked illegally, to use legal, within the legal means to defend ourselves, what are we doing? Have we done 1 inch, 1 millimeter of anything in that line? And mashallah, there are those ulama that are telling the people, and they themselves are in the forefront of this. And they are guiding the people. So how much are we doing? So Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, not a matter just of speaking, but that we bring it into our lives. And all this amal also we do. And both of them complement one another. Like for example, some people, they don't make namaz, how namaz is supposed. But they will sit and meditate. And they connect with Allah Ta'ala. And they really meditate. But it's not acceptable in Sharia. Namaz is namaz. Namaz has to be made with all its conditions of wudu, etc., qibla, facing qibla, body must be covered, whatever all the conditions are, with all that. And just a namaz, which is just an outward form, alhamdulillah, it's namaz. But the inside, the spirit must also be there. So that also we have to work on. So both of the things we have to work on. Some only work, for example, they have qawwali the whole night. And in that, what beautiful ash'ar, but accompanied with all the music, all the musical instruments and that. And the subject matter, in many cases, a very beautiful subject matter. Love of Allah, love of Rasul, like Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that the Ash'ar which Hazrat has written, and no music or anything, we just heard Ash'ar being read now, no musical instruments or anything, and the subject matter, how, what important and how beautiful, and many others about the love of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the love of Medina Sharif, the honor of the city of Medina Sharif, the Quran Sharif, unko dekha nahi, we haven't seen Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, lekin unki tasveer dil mein maujood hai, but his photo is in our hearts, not on our phone, but like that we have that relationship with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then we go and read as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya rasulullah, or from wherever we read durood sharif, what is that durood sharif. So Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq inshallah that we bring this reality. So if we just have the one side, the spirituality, but we don't have shariat, that is not right. And we only have shariat and we don't have the spirituality, that's also not complete. That must be also there. So both things must be there. So in preparation of this present conditions also, and at all times, let us be physically, let us be prepared also properly, how, what we should have to do, what we have to do, we should be doing that. And together with that, do the amal also which we have to do. Turn more towards Allah Ta'ala. In the battle of Badr, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam wore two coats of armor. He wore two, and he personally went, and then the whole, and then he arranged the line with Ghadawta min Ahlika. When you go, and in this ayat also, what a beautiful, when you went in the morning from your family, from your family's bed, that is from Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu anha, and Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Nabi Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, min ahlika, from your family. So Ahle Bayt, which are the people, Shias, they just recount Hazrat Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, her children, etc. in Ahle Bayt. Allah says Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She is from Ahle Bayt. And she was very close from, but anyway, so Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam arranged all the lines, set all the people in their places, everything. And at night he was engaged in du'as. So much in du'a that, Ya Allah, these are the people, if they get wiped out, then who will take your name on the surface of the earth? So the effort was done there, both, Ya Ayyuhal Muzammil, the Qumil Layl, the night's effort is also required. Ya Ayyuhal Muddathir, Qum Fa'andir, the day's effort is also required. So the day's effort is also required, the night's effort is also required. So all efforts on all fronts. So our deen is a complete deen. It gives us everything from all sides. And may Allah Ta'ala let this not just be some talking and that, but it comes into me first. I am the most in need of it. And then all of us, we get prepared properly. And that is what is called a mu'min, what is called a Muslim, that we do everything from all sides. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Anything else? May Allah Ta'ala accept us, protect us. Du'as are very, very important. And think for ourselves. I must think for myself. How much am I spending time in du'a? What am I doing in preparation? How am I protecting myself? What is my defense? What am I doing? All this is very, very important. May Allah give tawfiq. And Allah Ta'ala protect the ummah, and in the whole world, now and forever. And more important, all than all this, is the life of the qabr. What is going to happen there? And what will be on the day of qiyamah? And the full sirat. All that. How much do we really even think about all those things? May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala, in His infinite, Allah's mercies are unlimited. Allah's kindness, Allah's forgiveness is unlimited. Allah's qudrat is kun fayakun. Allah's qudrat is innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. Allah can do everything. And Allah is so merciful, sometimes on small, small things, He just forgives. What big gunas. In fact, in the ayat where Allah Ta'ala says, Allah says to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, Allah didn't give the command directly to the believers. Qul ya ibadiyal ladina asrafu. O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, say ya ibadiyal ladina. O those bandas of mine. This ya nisbat. Allah made it to himself. That those bandas who are gunegar, musrifin ala anfusin, who did wrong to themselves, tell them that ya ibadi, qul ya ibadi alladhina asrafu, la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Do not despair of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Always have full hope in the mercy of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Turn to tawbah, istighfar. Allah kept those doors wide open. Just turn sincerely to Allah and ask Allah for His forgiveness. Allah's forgiveness is waiting for us. And the doors of tawbah and istighfar are wide open. Let us turn and go to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, guide us to righteousness, inshallah.